Joining us by telephone is Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. First of all, Act 10 upheld in its entirety. This has got to be good news for you.
You know, it's good news from a number of different fronts. The court was not beating around the bush on its decision at all. It took the opponents of Act 10 head on and answered every one of its questions and put off every one of its arguments by citing case law. It's very clear that this is a decision that was decided based upon pre-existing law, which is why we believed we would ultimately prevail on Act 10 as well. And the fact that they early on made it clear that they're upholding Act 10 in its entirety using those words, I think sends a very strong message that the highest federal court that has heard a case on Act 10 thus far has found all provisions of it to be constitutional.
Now, there's some Act 10 provisions, I understand, are still hung up with the Dane County judge. Where are we at with that?
Well, we have had an injunction issued with regards to certain parts of Act 10 as they apply to certain entities or individuals within the state by a Dane County judge. We asked him to stay that injunction. He denied that. That case is currently under appeal in a state court of appeals. We will be now, of course, with this additional information, asking them to use it to consider a stay of the injunction as well, because things that we consider, of course, are likelihood of success on the merits. And since even in Dane County, the decision to strike down portions of Act 10 was based upon its interpretation of the federal Constitution, the federal courts are going to prevail in the interpretation of the federal Constitution. So we believe that this has really given us a leg up in those cases as well.
Now, this decision addresses one specific case, but this will carry over to the other challenges of Act 10 as well, won't it?
It certainly will. Once again, this is the highest federal court that has ruled on this. It has made a ruling that it is constitutional under the federal Constitution. And really, the constitutional decisions by the federal courts are really going to be determinative on how state courts can interpret the federal Constitution as well. So I think this will do a great job of helping direct other jurists as to the constitutionality of this law in their future decisions in those other cases.
With this new information and this ruling, what is your next move?
Well, we're going to make sure that all other courts have access to this information, of course, because we believe it strongly bolsters our argument that this law should be in full force and effect across the board.
There was some discussion that one of the judges had a partial dissent because it didn't affect certain police and fire unions. Is that something that may be changed down the road so that they are all in the same category?
Well, those, of course, are going to be issues that are best directed to the governor and the legislature. What this court has found that I think is very important is that the appropriate role of the courts is not to overrule the judgment of the legislature or what categories they put these different bargaining units in. But it's the legislature and the governor's job to make those policy determinations as long as they have a rational basis to do so. So that's really the important aspect, is the court is going to leave it within the hands of the legislature to make these decisions, and that's the way it should be.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen joining us today for our Newsmakers interview.